Visit us with your salvation and forgive us our sins.
Amen. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
Righteous men have desire to see the thing which you see and have not seen them, and to hear the thing which you hear and have not heard them. But as for you, blessed ever eyes for the see and your ears for the hear, may we be worthy to hear and tight according to holy gospel so the prayer of your sins.
Lord have mercy.
Remember also our master all those who have been enough to remember the supplication and praise which offer upon to you. O Lord, our God, those who have already fallen asleep, repose them, those who are sick, heal them, for you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel. A reading from Psalms of Father David, the prophet and the king. May his blessing be upon, rest upon us. Amen. Many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them. He guards all his bones, not one of them is broken. Alleluia. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord, God, and Savior Jesus Christ, who are for glory forever. Amen. Now there were certain Greeks among those who came up to worship at the feast. Then they came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida of Galilee, and asked him, saying, Sir, we wish to see Jesus. Philip came and told Andrew, and in turn Andrew and Philip told Jesus. But Jesus answered them, saying, The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls onto the ground and dies, it remains alone, but if it dies, it produces much grain. He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor.
Glory be to God forever. Amen.